Donna, a couple weeks ago, when we were talking to Dr. Roy Larick, one of the projects he's working on that he talked about was the Doan Brook restoration at Horseshoe Lake.
That's correct. We are in the pre-design phase for the Doan Brook restoration, and part of the pre-design phase is gathering information from the public to see what they would like to have at the park. So when the dam is removed, there's going to be more space, essentially, at the park that could be utilized for different things.
You went to an event this weekend where you got to talk to the public about some ideas for the park.
Yes, we were there for 2 days.
You had to work all weekend.
All weekend. It's okay. It was fun. It wasn't just me. I wasn't like single-handedly running the show.
Right. But you were interviewing people for our podcast.
Yeah, I figure why not? I was already there. And they were there, and they
little gorilla podcast.
So I awkwardly walked up to them and I was like, "Hi, we have a podcast. Do you want to be on it?" And some of them said yes.
Okay, we're going to hear a little bit about their ideas for Horseshoe Lake Park.
Yeah,
let's listen.
Hey, Jen. Janet's here too.
Hi.
Hey, Janet. What are we doing today?
We are doing a public forum for our Doan Brook restoration near Horseshoe Lake Park.
So this is a project to restore Doan Brook back to its natural state. So we're removing Horseshoe Lake Dam because it's a failing dam, and we want to make sure that everybody stays safe and that the dam doesn't fail on us. So we are going to work to remove that, put in some new connectivity, and then work with the cities to help get some new amenities at the park. This is a very hands-on, interactive process so that residents can come in and they can talk to us about what they'd like to see at the park.
So we wanted to hand it off to the designers. So what they went through was the information that they've been gathering over the past few months, and then started to present the different designs for the stream.
The residents are able to move different pieces and concepts around where they would like to see crossings.
There's definitely places to add wetlands and add different amenities like sliding hills and picnic pavilions and orchard groves. That'll make it a really great public space. Mm-hmm. The design team's taking all of those plans back to their home office, and they're going to use all of the opinions that we got today to help guide their design.
My name is Mindy Kuth.
And I'm Tori McMillan, and I'm a Shaker resident.
And I'm a Cleveland resident.
And do you guys use the park now?
All the time.
Yeah, I use it to walk, bike, and just enjoy being outside.
It's almost a daily visit, but I also run the little footpaths in there and cross-country ski around it if we get a good snow.
I have great memories of using that park as a real young person as well.
I do love the lake, but I also, as an environmental sort of science person and having talked a lot with the Doan Brook Watershed Partnership and sort of their perspectives on the stream health, I thought, okay, this can work. And I've seen the sewer district has done some really beautiful restorations in other places. So I sort of felt like we can make this work. I don't think it's not a tragedy. It's
okay.
Different.
Yeah.
And I think it could come out really beautifully in the end.
What amenities were important to you when you were playing the activity?
Certainly being able to use trails in different ways. So that could be either something that's walking, hiking, running, being able to have either limited interactions or have interactions with people.
Some days you just want to be alone, and then other days you're like, okay, I can be friendly today.
I wasn't looking for a ton of like new structures around the park. Mostly just put in like the pollinator garden and pathways.
And pathways.
And like ways to get across the creek. I think that was important, is to have connectivity between the two sides.
As someone that hopes to continue to use that space, that exercise, that part of it was really helpful to me to understand some of the challenges with that.
As we move forward in this design process, you'll see a lot more like actual renderings, 3D renderings of what those things look like.
Mm-hmm. My name's Tiffany Graham-Charkowski, and I'm a senior project director at Land Studio. Land is a nonprofit in Cleveland that works on public art and public space projects throughout the city. Mm-hmm. Knowing that this was such an important landscape place in Shaker Heights, we were able to work directly with the sewer district to work on bringing a landscape architecture firm. People gave such thoughtful answers. Like I said, over 840 responses. We had a lot of questions that people were, writing to tell us what their thoughts were. And so we wanted to make sure that we were doing justice to all of the input that people were giving us. 25% of people said they were most concerned about losing Horseshoe Lake. We had another 23% of folks say they were most concerned about the project not being natural enough. They wanted invasive species to be taken care of. They really wanted to make sure that this just felt like a very natural space within their community.
Hello, my name is Philip Wadsworth in Cleveland Heights.
I'm Bob Schneider in Solon, Ohio.
And I'm Cindy Turek in Cleveland Heights.
Don't forget me. I am Jerry Leibson from Shaker Heights.
Both Bob and I are trail runners, so we looked at this from sort of opportunities for trails. We put a teaching classroom and the canopy walk. Hopefully the students can take use of it.
They can congregate and make use of the park. And with the trail system, we created bridges and some boulder crossings so that you can run across it or you can use the bike, you can go across the bridge.
It was very interesting to try and make the decisions and the choices.
We added a sled hill and a hill for cross-country skiing. The group seemed to be an advocate for the elimination of the dam. The dam is too costly. People weren't going to come up with a lot of money to do that. It'll be restored with the creek, the original part, and it'll be just a really nice park for walking and hiking.
Were there any controversies?
No, not with us. We are a very affable group.
Can you talk us through some of the design choices that you made here?
Yeah, we had to make choices about where to move the sediment rather than carting it away, like how to reuse it in creative ways. We had to place wetlands to capture stormwater. And then we had to choose different kinds of amenities for people, for nature, for access. The one that caught my attention the most was maybe even its shape and everything was the canopy walk, just because of the allure of it. You know, the idea of having a canopy walk there is pretty crazy. As a science teacher, like the idea of giving people visibility and access to the parts of the watershed and seeing the stream pollinator garden was also something great.
We think that the bird blind is wonderful and a great way to see some of the native birds that fly in and out. The idea of retaining the structure formerly known as the dam that will be rebuilt, from what we understand, we think it's historically important just to have a sense of the history of the space.
Matt Langan works for Simpson. He's our project manager. This is how you know it's an impromptu podcast recording when you just have people walk in the room.
There's two things that we really tried to get everyone to understand. One, you have to make a lot of tough decisions. You can't fit everything. And two, for the stuff that you can fit in, we want to make sure that the hard decisions about which pieces you put in are made on all of these different plans, because then we could take them all back with us and say, here's how we prioritized our list of amenities based on what you've told us.
Right.
And so ultimately, when we go back to the drawing board and design the park, it's going to be informed by what everybody thinks is most appropriate to be in the park. In some cases, they disagreed on what the future of the park should look like. And it was very civil and it was very engaged. And it's all about everybody making some compromises for the benefit of the park. And that's what I saw happen today. So I think we got out of this exactly what we're looking for.
And then the design architects take all those ideas and try and keep everyone happy.
Right. They're going to take all the maps home and look at what people use, what people didn't use, where they liked seeing wetlands or small pond areas, and go from there. And at the end of the pre-design, we'll have a concept to move forward with. And you can see more at our website. It is www.nerisd.org/Dome Brook.